Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Catching up with Colina here on a Sunday as the Saudis go for win number 5 this week against the Missions. And Colina, obviously a disappointing result in the 11th inning last night, but overall you got to be really proud of the boys' effort this week.
Oh my God. Dude, it was an exciting game.
It was.
That's a good way to lose. Mm-hmm. I know we play to win, but they're fight. They never quit. These guys compete. They want to win, and I'm so proud, man. It's been beautiful baseball, fun to watch. They're doing the little things the game asks them, and they deliver, man. At least we won 6 straight games, mm-hmm. and I hope we go back on track and start winning another 6.
No doubt. 8 one-run victories this season against San Antonio. It's crazy how the team has been able to find the inches and the margins against the Missions this season. I mean, I think that's the mark of a winning ball club.
You know, the good teams, they always say the good teams always take advantage of the opposite team mistakes. And this is what we do. Like, you know, you can see they're making one mistake, even pitching, like they leave pitchers on top of the zone and the boys, you know, handle those moments, and the third base was playing back, they bunt for hit, you know, men on second base, we bunt for trying to get the guy over, and we're playing good baseball, good quality baseball, man. It's not much we can ask as a coaches.
Obviously, winning close games is a lot of the reason is because of the bullpen, and you've got guys like Murillo, like Ray, like Santana, and all those guys, the stuff just seemingly keeps on getting better for those three, right?
Those guys are lights out. I wish them the best. I hope they stay here a little bit longer. I don't try to be greedy, but I believe at some point they're going to go to a next level because they earn it. This is what we play the game. Gavi's been doing incredible job with them. The stacking hitters, the fearless, and, you know, it's been fun, man. Like, bullpen is keeping us close in the game, giving those opportunity to come back and win games.
What a start for Egan on Friday, and he takes the ball off his ankle in the first inning, like less than 10 pitches in, and then he shoves 6 shutout innings at Hodgetown. I mean, what a warrior.
He's so competitive, so tough. You know, even in the report, I say, you know what, sometimes we see different things in the game, and I expect, you know, I don't think he's going to be able to come back after he got drilled in his ankle 108, you know, and he doesn't want to come out. He just is one of those guys. Like, he's a warrior, competitive, and I'm so happy for him. It's a 6 scoreless inning.
I want to ask you about that catch Tureen made last night near home plate on that pop-up. Nobody saw it. Tureen comes in from shortstop. I mean, it just seems like he's got those instincts that other people don't.
This is something you don't teach.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is leadership. That's why he's the best defender in the game. And even if he dropped that fly ball, you know, I would take my cap off because he covered too much ground playing shortstop, and I'll catch the ball right there near home play when it really was a big leap pop up right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not too many people can catch that. And he's the guy, man. I want somebody to catch the ball, I always going to go like, I hope the ball is being hit to the ring all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you trust that guy too much, and you can see, you don't never see those play anymore. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's just look each other, and he just call it, and it was wonderful.
Ortiz has been so good since coming back from Reno. I mean, the extra base pop coming through in the clutch. I mean, he's just is such a professional hitter, isn't he?
You know, I will say this again, like, he wasn't like that last year. He's coming a long way. He's more mature. He's battle every at bat. You can see he followed off 1, 2, 3 times. And I would say playing the Winter League in Dominican, you know, it changed his thought process of the play. And you can see when he walked to the play, he looked so confident. You know, he's present there. And, you know, it's a great fit for our lineup, good present in the lineup. And he delivers, man. He's very good.
We're in the dog days of summer now. It's August. Got a long road trip to Arkansas tomorrow after the game today. How do you keep the guys' spirits up and try to keep everybody fresh? We're in the triple digit games now in August. I mean, like, this is the time, man.
You know, I just remember when you back in the day when I used to play, the hardest part of this game is July and August. Mm-hmm. I trying to do my best with the other coaching staff to keep the boys fresh for 7:05. I no need to practice that long. I just want them to learn how to be efficient and be ready to compete the best they can be at 7:05. I don't care what happened during the practice at this point, because this is professional baseball. You know, they know exactly what they need to do. I don't need you to take 60 swings. I want you to take 10 swings and save that energy for 7:05. I don't need you to run sprints. I don't need you to, you know, like run hard, so freaking hard and hustle to first base. Just control your motion, find the way, and give me that extra, because it's not how you started, how you finish. And the best part of this is I want them to stay healthy to finish the season strong. Because in the end, you know, our job is to keep those guys on the field. And we manage that, and so far it's working for us.
Last one for you. Your son's here, lefty pitcher, finally getting him healthy, getting some work in with the boys. That's pretty cool for him to be in this environment, to really, he's training.
You know, I'm so happy for him. Finally, he feels like he's going back on track after a couple surgeries, you know, like... As a dad, I just want to support him, be there for him. This is such a great environment for him and learning experience. You know, he grew up in the dugout, in the clubhouse. He, you know, when he's here, for me, he's here, but he's not, because we don't hang out together. Only when we go back to the apartment. But, you know, he's hanging out with the boys. He connect with the boys, and he's just trying to pick everybody's brain. And that's neat. That's nice.
No doubt. Coley, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.